FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let me get to my guest right now. I don't want to keep her waiting any longer. That is Cassie Smedley, National Press Secretary for the GOP. Cassie, good Friday morning.
Hey, Mark. I was enjoying the tunes too, but I'm glad to talk to you.
It's a good band. I really, really enjoy their music. I have to say that. What I don't enjoy is people like Stacey Abrams in Georgia and Andrew Gillum in Florida who don't have the common decency to stand up and just say, I lost, congratulations, see you next time.
That's right. Well, apparently graciousness and defeat is reserved only for Republicans, according to the mainstream media. And they're saying Democrats, fight, fight, fight. And it seems like they're testing out this new playbook for 2020 to see if it doesn't go our way, how far can we take this? But to your point, both Stacey Abrams, she's crossing her fingers and toes that they'll find enough votes to force this thing to a runoff. That doesn't seem to be the will of the people of Georgia. And then in Florida, they don't even have enough votes to force this thing to the hand recount, which is at least what you're seeing over in the Senate race. So, yes, it is time to move on. They have done a recount. They've done their due diligence. We've got folks observing it to make sure that this is all above board. And the will of the people, the will of the voters must stand. I'm sorry that that's not working in your favor this time, but we have to, this is how a democracy works.
Right. Well, so what did we say? We said, listen, we'll do a recount. But history shows us that we can't remember the last time a race has been overturned on a recount. And then we did the recount and we twisted and we made accusations for a week on the left about disenfranchisement and making sure every vote counts. And in the end, Gillum lost a few votes. DeSantis picked up a few votes. And in the end, Andrew Gillum netted one vote out of millions recounted. That's sad. That's when you stand up and say, okay, I'm a little embarrassed. I only got one extra vote. I quit. You win. Let's move on.
Right.
Sad.
Right. Absolutely. And Mark Elias, who's, you know, the Democrats' fancy schmancy elections lawyer who shows up for all of these recounts every time there's one.
Right.
By his own words, he said, a recount will get you a couple hundred votes, maybe 500 on a really good day. And so when you're talking about thousands of votes, that's just not going to turn an election back in your favor. And in particular, in the case of Gillum and DeSantis, you were talking about tens of thousands of votes. And it's all at taxpayer expense, by the way. I mean, yes, the RNC, we have a recount fund that helps with making sure we've got observers and lawyers and all of that. But the recounts themselves with the county supervisors of elections, that's taxpayer dollars. And so, fine, that's okay to do it, but then accept the results and move on, because at the end of the day, the taxpayers are footing the bill for the majority of this.
Sure. Well, I watched the AP report this morning on Stacey Abrams. They're now quoting her campaign chairman as saying that they may go to the Georgia Supreme Court to try to force an entirely new election, because they've realized that she lost and there's no way she can manufacture any more votes. So now she's just going to scream that he cheated and that she needs an entirely new election. That's pathetic.
And that's where we are. And listen, these elections, they're passionate. People get very invested in them. But no one goes undefeated on election night. We had some really good races, but we also lost some races that we desperately wanted to win and thought we deserved to win. That's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. And instead, what you should do is say, how do I get back up so I can be better next time? What did we miss? What can we do better? And that's where she should go. But instead, I think when they go to the nth degree to try and call all these flags that are just baseless, it ruins their ability to move on from this, potentially come back and run again. Or I don't think the people of Georgia are looking at Stacey Abrams and saying, you know what, let's give you another shot another time. I think they're saying, you had your moment. We had a really well-fought election. We'd like to move on now.
Yeah. And the other message is having Oprah come in didn't work after all, I guess, ultimately. You know, I'll have to say, when we see these kind of challenges, Cassie, what the opponents are trying to do is call into question the American voting system, We've seen the Democrats try to blame Russia for their loss in 2016. In 2018, they're trying to blame their loss in these close races. Well, it must be cheating or there must be something wrong with the system. But I'll tell you what, the outcome of this should prove to everyone that for all of the criticisms of our voting system, ultimately, it works pretty darn well because they recounted all of those votes in Florida. And the difference was one net vote for Andrew Gillum out of millions of votes cast. That's pretty impressive.
Right. I completely agree with you. There are those who have say, oh, this is, and especially on the left, I feel like I've been hearing, oh, there's fraud and the sham on our process. But I was talking with my colleague, Kaylin McEnany, who I know you've had on your show. And sure. She's from Tampa, and she was with her family over the weekend. And I said, oh, what's the news in Florida? And she said, we're so annoyed and embarrassed at Broward County because the majority of our state does things really well. We learned our lesson from 2000. We got better procedures in place. We have highly trained officials and volunteers. And it's just one incompetent person who's calling the whole thing into question and giving everybody license to call the whole thing into question. But to your point, millions of votes are cast, they're early votes, absentee votes, all different types of machines, and yet we get it done and we get it done right the vast, vast majority of the time. And we have to, that has to be the underlying point here, is that our elections are valid. And we've got on both sides, Mark Elias for the Democrats, but we've got lawyers too, people that go down there and are looking closely at this to make sure that the will of the voters is what stands. And that's got to be the story at the end of the day, is that this is legitimate. We can't allow this Democrat narrative to poke in there that would cast any doubt on the will of the voters.
Cassie, is the RNC taking a position on this lawsuit that CNN's filed against the White House for Jim Acosta?
Well, two things to note here, that the White House and in the coordination with the the White House Correspondents Association, they have the list for the hard passes. That's the when you can just wave it in front of the gate and go walk through. But you can still get a daily pass. Jim Acosta still just has to go up to the gate every day and get a daily pass. That's fine. That's open to him. And all of his CNN colleagues are welcome at all of the public events and the open press events of the White House as well. So there is no suppression there. This is an issue with one reporter who they felt violated the rules and protocol of the White House, and so they're working through that. But CNN is trying to make it sound like the free press has been suppressed. Even those on the left say that this is the most transparent and open presidency we've had in a long time. The president, at that very press conference that caused all of this drama, he was up there for over an hour and a half.
True.
I think he answered something like 60-something questions, most of them hard-hitting, contentious questions. So it just ends up sounding like whining to me when CNN goes out there and says that their voice is being suppressed, because we know that's not true.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah,
it's true. Yes. People need to hear that. I didn't know that Acosta could still get in on a day pass. I thought he was banned completely.
No, it takes a little longer to check in with the Secret Service counter every day, but he can still apply for a day pass.
What a whiner.
He has done that, but it's just the hard pass that's been suspended.
He's a whiner.
And certainly CNN has probably a dozen other people in and around the White House at any given time.
Yeah. Cassie, I'm out of time. I appreciate your time, though. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks to you. Same to you, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you so much. Cassie Smedley, National Press Secretary there for the GOP, at CM Smedley on Twitter, and we appreciate that. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.